From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi from the Darling Downs Radio Club with Q News for the period beginning Sunday the 19th of October. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club, bringing you an update. By the time you hear this, JOTA will be in full swing. And while the planets didn't align for formal club participation this year, we're heavily focused on helping young people to develop STEM skills. That's science, technology, engineering and maths. All core components of the amateur radio hobby, and all addressed in the study you do to get a ham license. And if you or someone you know is a scout, or if you'd like to know how we can help tide the STEM, drop a line to education at ddrci.org.au. Seriously, don't underestimate the value of what you learn to get your ham ticket. Not only does that get you on air, but we'll bet anything you like that those skills will pop up over and over again in your professional and home lives away from amateur radio. If there is such a thing as away from amateur radio. One great piece of news that came our way during the week, the Queensland Office of Fair Trading has formally registered the new rules that we voted in at our AGM in September. Our rules are posted on the DDRCI website underneath the Documents tab so that you can read them at any time. And if you're from another club and you'd like to know what we did, please feel free to check it and get in touch with us if we can help. Now, looking forward to the calendar and our next meeting. That's on Monday the 10th of November, and it will again be held at the Scout Hall in Victory Street, Newtown, and of course by telepresence. We're ramping up our focus on electromagnetic radiation, or EMR. Why? Because understanding of EMR goes directly to two things that are important to our ability to operate harmoniously, by not creating interference problems for our neighbours, and by operating safely so that we don't create problems for anyone. All our amateur radio transmitters emit electromagnetic radiation. But do you know exactly how much, and are your operations safe? John, VK4JBE from Bayside District Amateur Radio Society, is going to give us an overview of what the electromagnetic radiation safety standards are, and he'll explain exactly how to apply them to our amateur stations. He's going to cover some work done by the Wireless Institute of Australia and the Radio Society of Great Britain, both of whom have produced some tools to help. That's all vitally important stuff, and you can meet John and hear from an expert on Monday the 10th of November. As always, all the info we talk about on Q News is available online, and you can check our website at ddrci.org.au, join in on one or more of our regular nets, or email us via secretary@ddrci.org.au if there's something specific you'd like to ask. And as always, if you like what we're doing, become a member. It's really inexpensive, and your support helps heaps. I'll see you next week, 73 from John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater, 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 AM transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
This is Kevin, VK4UH, President of the Brisbane VHF Group and convener of the QTech 2025 conference to be held in Brisbane in 2 weeks' time. The two-day conference will run over the weekend of the 1st and 2nd of November and is being held at the conference facilities at the Kedron Wavell RSL in Chermside, one of Brisbane's northern suburbs. The theme of this year's conference is "The Future of Amateur Radio is in Your Hands." And the programme includes presentations covering a wide range of aspects of our ever-expanding hobby, from entry-level recruitment and supporting young people in AR, right through to advanced technical advances in equipment and operating. In addition, there will be trade displays and equipment demonstrations, and also arranged an exciting live Aris Telebridge where local high school students will be able to pose questions to the astronauts orbiting aboard the International Space Station via amateur radio. Information and an open invitation to all to participate in this inaugural event have been circulated widely in AR Magazine via this WIA national broadcast and via a variety of internet sites and other social media outlets. Now, at this time, there are still places available, but this is a final reminder that registration is by online booking only and that the booking portal will close 48 hours before the event. This to allow for catering arrangements to be finalised. So for anyone still planning on attending the conference, but who have yet to register, then now is the time. Now, the website for bookings is available for any of the earlier notifications and is also included in the text version of this news item. On behalf of the organising committee, I'd like to repeat the invitation to participate in this exciting event and hope to see you here in Brisbane in 2 weeks' time. This has been Kevin, VK4UH, for the Brisbane VHF Group and the QTEC 2025 conference.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.